Welcome to this Prep with Mike podcast. That's prepwithmike.com, all about preparedness. This one is about using the time we have remaining for training, including physical training. Think about what kind of physical skills you can boost, including self-defense skills, at any age. You know, I'm in my 50s, and a lot of our listeners are in their 60s or 70s, or some people are quite a bit younger, in their 30s and so on. And no matter what age we are, we can benefit from additional training. We can use this window of opportunity right now before the total collapse comes to get the skills that we need to help us through these times. I know it kind of seems like an obvious point, but I wanted to remind you that you're not always going to be able to get training. And think about the skills that might serve you well, such as metal smelting skills. You know, I bought a smelting object. I don't know what is it? A smelting device recently. And my intention is to learn how to melt silver and just pour it into little pieces of jewelry and things like that. And I don't know anything about melting silver, but this is the time to learn it. And there may be a skill that you desperately need, such as firearm skills. In fact, let me talk about that for a second. So, you know, for me personally, I've trained for so many thousands of hours over so many years. That's not an area where I need training, but I train in jiu-jitsu. But you might need firearm skills. If you aren't already very good at firearms, you know, let's say handling a pistol, reloading, clearing jams, hitting the target that you intend to hit, things like that, I would absolutely recommend that you put in some time, get some firearms training. You know, find a local instructor. They're usually pretty easy to find. Just look for concealed carry class instructors. And most of those people will either offer maybe group training, private training, or they will know somebody who does. And use this time wisely. I know ammo is expensive, but the classes are using less ammo now than they used to because of that. So you don't need to go through a ton of ammo to have a lot of practice handling a firearm. You can do a lot of dry fire practice that doesn't use any live ammo whatsoever. And that will get you, honestly, something like 80% of the way there in terms of the skills, just handling the firearm, racking the slide, clearing the jams, reloading magazines, all these things that you need to learn how to do. You need to do them, you know, a couple thousand times each, so you have the muscle memory built in of what to do. So if you're squared away with firearm skills, think about self-defense. You know, Krav Maga is something that I trained in for many years, and I highly, highly recommend it. That's the Israeli martial art for combat and self-defense. Or, as I'm doing right now, jiu-jitsu. You know, it's a lot of on-the-ground training. You know, it's arm bars and, you know, triangle chokes and all kinds of things. It's different from standing and striking, but it's another skill set. And I just have to encourage you, no matter what your fitness level or body weight. You know, I've seen people in jiu-jitsu who are heavy, very heavy. I mean, some of them are really probably obese, but it doesn't matter. They're doing something physical. And no matter what we think about our bodies and our body weight, you know, like I've put on pounds over the years as well. And so I have to watch what I eat, and I'm not as fit as I used to be, not by a long shot. However, we can always get a little bit more fit no matter where we are in terms of our current body situation or obesity level or cardiovascular fitness or what have you. And jiu-jitsu is a kind of training that, frankly, it really is available to people of all shapes and sizes. You can be short, tall, round, thin, whatever. Jiu-jitsu is something to look into. You know, maybe you want to do private instruction, because a lot of the jiu-jitsu classes out there are, you know, kids classes or youth classes, and maybe you don't want to be part of that. I don't. But private instruction goes a long way, and it can really cater the training to your current situation. And also, if you have a particular injury or a certain weakness or something, you might have a knee problem or a shoulder problem or whatever. So a private instructor can take that into account, and you'll find that jiu-jitsu instructors are very, very cognizant of people's body limitations versus capabilities. So check that out. Now, in addition to all that, think about repair skills. This is something I cover in my upcoming free audiobook, Resilient Prepping, and that's the website for it, resilientprepping.com. I talk about repair skills such as sewing, which I know people laugh at me about that. It's like, oh, the Health Rangers bought another sewing machine. It's such a sissy. But I don't think of it as being sissy at all. I think of it as being able to wear clothes without holes in them, or being able to repair a piece of leather or repair a holster or what have you. So yeah, I'm into sewing. We'll just put it on the confessional list right there. I'm into sewing. So what? You need to learn how to fix stuff. You need to learn how to repair. I had wanted to learn welding, but I never got very good at welding because there's a lot of toxic fumes associated with it. There's a lot of cadmium in some of those welding sticks and so on. So I know the basics of welding. And I have a welding helmet and I have a couple of smaller welders and I can do stick welding, basic stuff. I mean, it's ugly as all sin, but, you know, the metal melts and it holds together. But I decided that there's plenty of other people who know welding around. I can always trade something with them, such as seeds or food. So there's another skill, just learning how to grow food. And the only way to learn how to grow food is to just start doing it. Just literally jump in and start doing it. If you don't know where to start, you know, Marjorie Wildcraft has that free video, icangrowfood.com. You can also go to my website, prepwithmike.com, and just look at the videos about the food rising mini farm grow box systems, which you can make yourself. I mean, they cost very little to make yourself, and I always encourage people to make them yourself. You can find all kinds of free videos online about the Kratky system, which is the suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponics. That's what I use. Just search for the word Kratky, K-R-A-T-K-Y, Kratky. Search for that on Brighteon.com or even YouTube, I suppose. And you're going to find all kinds of videos about the Kratky system. Just start doing it. I mean, yeah, you might kill your first crop, maybe, but it's so simple, you probably won't. But the only way to get in and get good at this stuff is to start doing it, even if you make mistakes. Doesn't matter whether you're learning, you know, how to handle a firearm or how to do jiu-jitsu or all the things I'm talking about. You jump in, you start doing it. I mean, obviously do it safely, you know, have a proper instructor who can show you how to do these things, but understand you're going to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to make mistakes because that's part of the learning process, and use this remaining time wisely before the total collapse, because this is the best time right now when you can still get instructors and you can still, you know, there's still a transactional system that functions. You can still learn these skills right now, maybe for a few more months, maybe for another year. I don't know how long we have, but use the time to learn the skills that will serve you well. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, prepwithmike.com. And you can find a lot more videos there about all of this preparedness and survival skills and much more. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.